Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply hoping for a hero. Hoping for a hero. We live in a society now where heroes are dominating our landscape. Go to any movie theater and you can see a movie about a hero. You've got the Black Panther, you've got Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, Batman, Spider-Man, Superman, Wonder Woman, you name it. Every movie theater now has a hero that they're featuring. And because of it, some people have taken sides. Some like the Marvel Comics heroes better than the DC Comics heroes. Some like Superman better than they do Captain America or Iron Man. And I submit to you today, my friends and neighbors, that the first original and only hero we know as saints of God is found in our Savior Jesus Christ. Remember, my friends and neighbors, we discover in Hebrews 12 and 2 that we should be looking unto Jesus because he is the author and finisher of our faith. Then we discover in Jude 1 and 25 that he's the only wise God, our Savior, and it's to him that there should be glory and majesty, dominion and power, not just now but also forever. My friends and neighbors, have you officially made Jesus your hero? I'm going to give you a few reasons why with our HERO acronym. The first component, my friends and neighbors, is because God hears us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you see, if you ever watch one of those superhero movies, Superman has these supersonic ears. And when Lois Lane needs something, all she's got to do is yell out, "Superman, help!" And no matter where he is, he seems to be able to hear her. And within seconds, sometimes maybe at the most minutes, he's on the scene fighting a crime, saving Lois Lane. Well, see, Jesus is better than that because he doesn't just hear one of us, he hears all of us simultaneously. Remember, the Bible says in Psalms 37 and 14, the righteous cry and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. We discover in Psalms 34 and 15 that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. My friends and neighbors, God has made us his priority. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're important to him, way more so important than Lois Lane is to Superman. We are important to God. In fact, in Psalm 91 and 15, he declares that we should call upon him and he will answer us, that he will be with us in trouble, that he will deliver us and he will honor us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, one of the reasons that God is the quintessential, ultimate, undisputed hero is because he always hears us. That E in our HERO acronym is that our God, our hero, is excuse-free. You see, with God, we never have a "what has happened was" experience. You see, we don't have to go to God, and his reply is never, "well, you see, what had happened was, this took place." No. Now, you can find that in these other heroes on the movie theaters, because if Superman is exposed to kryptonite, he's no longer Superman. Now he's got to make an excuse as to why he couldn't help Lois Lane. We've seen it in the movie before. If Black Panther doesn't have that purple juice that he drinks, he's no longer really the Black Panther. He's just like any other man. Well, see, our Savior is excuse-free. The Bible says in Psalms 121 and 4 that he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Our God doesn't even rest. We discover in Hebrews 13 and 8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then finally, my friends and neighbors, we can cap it off with Luke 1:37. For the Bible says, "for with God nothing shall be impossible." Now listen, my friends and neighbors, usually in the traditional superhero genre, then they all have something that they can't do. Some can fly, some can do this, some can do that, but with our God, nothing shall be impossible. That R in our HERO acronym reminds us that our God is resourceful. Yes, my friends and neighbors, usually in a hero movie, you'll see a hero get caught in a bind and they've got a way to figure out how to get out. They use some kind of special technique, some kind of special power, and they take anything and they make it work. Well, Well, none of them can compare to our God. Batman is not more resourceful than our God. Magneto is not more resourceful than our God. You see, he was able in 1 Samuel 17:40 to deliver David with just 5 smooth stones. No sword, no shield, no spear, no army. 5 smooth stones defeated Goliath. Wait a minute, he didn't stop there. In Matthew 14:17, all he had was 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then he didn't stop there. In John 9:6, all he had was some clay and some saliva. And he took that clay and that spit, put it on a blind man's eyes, and he saw again. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God can take anything and help create a victory out of it. Yes, my friends and neighbors, all we've got to do is put everything in God's hands. Whatever our challenges, whatever our weaknesses, whatever our infirmities, it doesn't matter. God is resourceful enough to take what we've got and make something great out of it. Isn't he the one who said, let the weak say, I am strong? Yes, my friends and neighbors, because as long as God is on our side, we've got that same level of resourcefulness. Don't forget Philippians 4:13 that says we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have the resourcefulness of God because of who we're connected to. That O in our hero acronym reminds us that most good heroes are obligated. You see, it's not an option for the hero to save the city. He feels obligated to do it. Spider-Man feels his spider sense tingling and he takes off and goes to find out what the problem is and feels obligated to solve it. Superman feels obligated to solve the problem. The X-Men feel like their job is to fight crime and restore order. Every superhero feels obligated, but none like God. You see, the Bible says in Titus 1:2 that God cannot lie, and he's provided us the hope of eternal life. Then we discover in Psalms 138:2 that God has magnified his word even above all his name. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he's obligated to help us. He says it in Numbers 23:19 that God is not a man that he should lie. And he also says, if he said it, shall he not do it? If he spoke it, won't he make it good? Yes, my friends and neighbors, God is obligated to fulfill those great and exceeding promises that we read about in 2 Peter 1:4. If you can find a promise of God, you can hang your hat on the fact, my friend, that God takes it as his obligation to solve that challenge. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to also say, like the Bible does, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God can do it all. He's our greatest hero. That's the one we should worship and serve. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.